This weekend, we see yet another example of what we can call the paradox of the Messiah, meaning taking one cultural presumption and completely flipping it on its head, taking one ideology and then seeming to completely reverse it as an act of God's love. And we hear this powerfully within our first reading in our gospel. The first reading shares the cultural presumption at the time of Jesus. If you had leprosy, or if, you know, take, because in our modern times, when we think of leprosy, we'll think of something very specific with leper colonies and those type of things. Remove that from your mind, but as we heard in our reading, somebody with open sores, somebody with some type of wound that continues to bleed. They were not only seen as ill, they were seen in a spiritual sense as richly unclean or a sinful person. Whether it's them or whether it's their parents, something happened to this person that God is cursing them. We've never thought that, have we? Oh, and have I thought that way sometimes in my life? Maybe. Yeah, I have. And what does Jesus do in turn? He goes up to the very people that are seen as cursed by him, cursed by God, and heals them. Jesus takes the presumption that there is something wrong with this person because of a physical reality that they bear. But then instead not only heals it, but later in Scripture teaches us. In that sick person, in the leper, in the person with the sores, in the suffering, my presence rests in them. My presence rests in them. To take people that are seen, to use the phrase of Pope Francis, on the outskirts, and instead see them as the very people who bears Christ's images. As we come here today, I don't need to ask you, are there people that we do that to, even if they don't have sores on their head? Within our social structures, with our family relations, is there a spiritual leprosy that we see within our society today of treating people, even if they may not have physical ailments, as if they were diseased and cursed by God, and reject them? I would encourage you this week to pray with the question, who are the spiritual lepers in your life, in my life, that all of us rush to judgment upon, presuming that because of something that our cultural presumption says they're a horrible person, needs to be flipped on its head and instead see Christ's presence in them? If we do this properly, myself included, we'll come to find out, spiritually speaking, all of us, myself included, have a bit of spiritual leprosy. All of us contain something that is unsavory in the world's eyes, and dare I even say that some of us might even condemn ourselves for the spiritual leprosy that we see within our hearts. You are an image of Christ's love on earth. I am an image of Christ's love on earth. Broken, yes. Tattered, absolutely. Perfect, far from it. You should have heard me on the phone the other day. Sorry. Little joke, pushed a little too far. But you are loved. I am loved. You are leper. I'm leper too. Let us together beg Christ to make us clean and to help us see and to see each other not as a disease, not as a curse, but to see each other the way we're supposed to, as an alter Christus, another Christ, deserving of love, dignity, and respect.